You're listening to the Absurd and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. The international e-commerce giant Amazon has launched its Amazon Payments Partner Program aimed at e-commerce platform providers and developers. Amazon Payments Partner Program allows e-commerce companies to use Amazon Payments on their sites and aims to be mutually beneficial for Amazon and the retailer using the program. The program is invite only and currently only covers the US, UK, Japan, and Germany. E-commerce providers and developers invited to the program will receive training, technical resources, planning support, and account management. The more well-known brands may even be eligible for so-called co-marketing activities. The launch means that Amazon is directly competing with the likes of other online payment providers such as PayPal. The social payments company Circle has expanded to the UK. Circle allows users to send money to one another. It works across borders and does not charge users any fees. At present, it covers three currencies: US dollars, UK pounds, and Bitcoin. And it plans to expand to cover euros later this year. It's said that it'll launch in the European Union gradually rather than in all countries at once, although it has not yet revealed which countries will be targeted first. There are similar social payment platforms in China, such as WeChat Pay and Alipay, but there are currently no such apps in the West that have gained significant popularity, something that Circle describes as a huge opportunity. The telecoms company Orange has announced that it will invest 75 million euros in Africa Internet Group. Africa Internet Group owns some of the most successful digital companies in the African continent, including the e-commerce site Jumia, the hotel booking platform Yuvago, and the transport app Easy Taxi. A spokesperson from Orange commented on the investment, saying, "With this strategic investment, Orange now has the capacity to play a leading role in the fast-growing e-commerce market in Africa. This investment will enable us to significantly develop our ability to market products and services developed by Orange Middle East and Africa over the internet." Smartphone and tablet use is surging in Germany, according to research by Birda Forward. The study found that almost 80% of Germans have a smartphone and 46% have a tablet. These devices are being used extensively to access the internet, with 84% of smartphone owners saying that they used their device every day to surf the web. The number of people who said they used their tablets to access the web every day was also high, at 62%. Users tended to use their devices for prolonged periods of time, with 35% of smartphone internet users spending over an hour online on their device every day, with this figure jumping to 42% amongst tablet internet users. E-commerce is a popular activity for German smartphone and tablet users, with almost 40% of smartphone users and 57% of tablet users having bought something online using their device. Germany has an internet penetration rate of 87%, equivalent to 72 million people. And finally, one slightly unusual industry has gone online in China: the funeral industry. China has an aging population, and the country's death rate has been steadily rising for the last 15 years, making death an opportunity that some innovative and sensitive companies have decided to seize. Yiko is one such company. It's an e-commerce site that allows users to search for grave plots, compare prices, and buy online. It also sells other funeral-related materials, such as urns and memorial rings. Its company's representatives go into care homes to engage in fun activities, such as singing with residents, and talk openly to them about the funeral options available to them. And that's all from me today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.